The rhythm that starts off like Netzecha, Ayelos Hashemcha, and the Gemara has a comment that this was the tefillah that Esther recited before she was about to go into the Beis HaMalchus. She says, "Keli Keli Lama Zavtani, the Ribbono Shel Olam should give us success to save Klal Yisrael." And the Gemara has a comment, why is it called, what does it have to do with Esther, why is it called the Ayelos HaShachar? Just like Ayelos HaShachar is self kol alayla, so too Esther is self kol anisa. Esther is the last Nes. So the Gemara says, but there was Nes Chanukah, after Nes Purim. So the Gemara says, nitna likasek kramina. The Nes Purim appears in Tanakh as opposed to Chanukah, which is only in the Torah Shebal Peh. So the Gemara seems to be implying that Chanukah is a yontav of Torah Shebal Peh. There's another Gemara in Kiddushin where the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Jewish people Barasi Yetz Tzahara Barasi Latara Tavna. The Baruch Shalom implanted a Yetz Tzahara within all of us, and the way to control the Yetz Tzahara is by learning the Torah. So the Gemara, there's a passage in the Seder Olam where it says, "Mishum Nesa Neviim Achreinim," when Chagas Chaim Malachi passed away, Botlan Nevuah Miyisrael. That was the end of the Tkufa of Parashat Dichzav. And Mikam Yelech, after that Tkufa, that was the beginning of the Baishen. Mikam Yelech Hatos Nechoshmati Rechachamim. You should pay attention to the Torah Shebal Peh. In other words, the earlier tkufa from the days of Maimon Hasina to the days of Chagas Chaim Malachi seems to have been the tkufa of Torah Shebichtav. And after the period of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the beginning of the Baal Sheni period, until now, this is the tkufa of the Torah Shebal Peh. Gemara in the first parak in Baba Basra has a comment on the pasuk in Novi, "Gam ki yitna bagoyim ato akapse." So the Gemara says, "Ein son the golden bell of this kus niman ha mishnayis." Yitnu is milosha masnisi. If we will learn mishnayis, if we will emphasize the limud of Torah Shabbat Peh, we will be zaycha to the geula. We live now in the tkufa. You can't understand the Torah Shabbat Peh without knowing the Torah Shabbat Chzav. You have to know the psukim. But the main emphasis today has to be, since the time of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, the main emphasis has to be placed on the libud of the Torah Shebal Peh. The Mishnayos and Yuma described that during the period of the Baal Sheni, they had trouble from the Tzdukim. The Tzdukim didn't follow the Torah Shebal Peh, and they had to make the Kohen Gadol swear that he's not going to be Mishana and Misay the Ha'arenga. When did this happen in the Baal Sheni? So the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this, when he writes Seder HaGodes Yom Kippurim, he writes the whole Tkufa's Baal Sheni was problematic. From day number one, it was a problem. You have the Mishnah in the end of Brochus, where the Mishnah says, Mishikim Kolo Haminim, when the Apikursim started to dance and to tumult, they didn't believe in Olam Abba. So the Chachamim were mistaken that the Nusach HaBroch and the Beis HaMikdash should be, let's say, when they were Davish Maneser, they would say, Magin Abraham. So we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Magin Abraham. So they would say, Baruch Atah Hashem, in Olam Ad Olam, Magin Abraham. At the end of every Broch, they would say, in Olam Ad Olam. To emphasize that we believe the Olam Hazeh, you don't have to believe, we're living it. To emphasize that we believe in Olam Haba because it was Mishkil Kulu Hamidim. So the Mefarshim point out that that Nusach Min Olam Ad Olam appears from day number one in the Baal Sheni. Mishkil Kulu Hamidim, it wasn't that some later day. The whole school of the Baal Sheni was problematic. That's where the Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, that they had to be Mashbiyah, the Kohen Gadol, because they had trouble from the Tzdukim. So he writes, the whole Tkufas Baal Sheni was problematic. So then, it would appear, the Gemara tells us that Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were mispalel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mevatel Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. We don't understand it. Well, why is it such a... It sounds to us like it's a joke. A person takes a piece of wood and he carves out a getchke and he deifies it, he bows down to it. So why should he believe that that's a deity? But we don't understand it, but the Gemara in the last parak in Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells the Agarita that one of the Amoraim was giving a shir on Novi, and he was condemning the Malchus who were worshipping Avodah Zarah. So then that night he had a dream, and the Melech that he was condemning appears to him in a dream, and he starts talking to him and learning when you say Hamotzi, which piece of bread are you supposed to eat first. So he didn't know, so he says he's supposed to eat the crust first. So he says, wow, you know how to learn so well, so how come you were worshipping Avodah Zarah? So in the dream he tells the Amora, if you would have lived in that Kufa, you would have picked up the back of your kafot, you would have run also to worship Avodah Zarah. There was such a drive, there was such a Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. By us it doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara in Yom explains why, because the Anshei Knes Hagadol, the beginning of the Baal Sheni period, when we spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mevatel the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. This appears in Zechariah, in the beginning of Chagas Chai Malachi, with the three Nevi'im at the beginning of the Baal Sheni period. The Baruch Shalom, the Gemara explains in Yom, based on the Sukkim of Hashem, the Baruch Shalom was angry at Bnei Yisrael after the 7 years of Golus Babel, so the gates were open, they can come back to Eretz Israel, and they didn't want to, most of the Jews didn't want to go back, the Ruba, the religious Jews didn't go back. Asar Yuchsen Olami Babel, that's the last parak in Kiddushin, so the Gemara said, who would Asar Yuchsen? The Mamzerim, and the Chalolim, and the Bali Tshuva, and the Shtuki, Basufi, the Sufik Mamzerim. All of the Shvacha Yuchsen, all the people with the Shvacha Yuchsen, the Fulmi Yidin, stay behind. So Shlomo HaMelech said, Ruach HaKodesh, he knew when he built the first Beis HaMikdash, that the first Beis HaMikdash was also in the Hechareb, they already knew, it says in Tehillim, and it says in Yechezkel like that explicitly, that at the time of the Chet HaMeraglim, they were told already that when they'll come there, it's Yisrael, they'll build the Beis HaMikdash, they'll be sent to the Golus, and sent to the Golus probably implies also the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed. So he knew when he built the first Beis HaMikdash that it is also in the Hechareb. So he said, Beruch HaKadosh, regarding the second Beis HaMikdash that will be built after the 7 years of Golus Babel, will that be the everlasting Beis HaMikdash? Will that also be also in the Hechareb? So the Gemara in Yuma, the first pair quotes the Pesukim Shashem, and Chaymahi Mialu Kachaymah, if everybody will return back from Golus Babel, everybody will come back. Then the second Beis HaMikdash shall be like made from metal, from silver. Metal doesn't rot. So it means the second Beis HaMikdash will last, it won't be charev. And Klal Yisrael won't rot away, will continue to have Nevi'im. The delicacy, not so alalu acharis. What does it mean, delicacy? It'll be dalasa'am. It'll be a very shvacha aliyah. Then the second Beis HaMikdash will be like not so alalu acharis, like a wooden hut, like a wooden bungalow. So just like wood rots away, a wreck of sholid bow, so to the second Beis HaMikdash is also lehecharis, it'll be destroyed. And rot will set in Klal Yisrael. The Baal Shem won't spend that in the vein. So the nice then, hardly anybody showed up. The Pesukim say 44,000 Jews came back from Golus Babel. There were many more people, hundreds of thousands of people there. And maybe millions of people in Golus Babel didn't come back. So when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, there were no Nevi'im. And the Gemara says, Gimel Nevi'im all over the Babel, just Chagas Chai Malachi, because that's the deal. You can't build the Beis HaMikdash without authorization from a Novi. This is Rey has the comment on the Pasuk in Parshas Rey, Vashich Nesidushu, we have an obligation to build a Beis HaMikdash. So the Sifrei comment, Rosh Al Pi Novi. You have to have a Novi authorizing the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Chagas Chai Malachi, the three Nevi'im, each one gave a Nevu about a different aspect of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. But that's what the Seder Olam says. Mikami Elach, after the death of Chagas Chai Malachi, Botla Nevu Ami Yisrael, that was the end of the Tkufa of Torah Shebichzav, and the Gemara interprets the Nevu in the beginning of Zechariah. So Rashi writes in the first comment on Navi Zechariah from all the Sifrei Nevi'im is the most obscure. We don't know what he's driving at if you don't have a tradition from the Gemara. So in the beginning of Zechariah it says that somehow they trapped some Risha, they trapped some evil spirit in a metal container, and they controlled it, they had it under control. What is it referring to? So the Gemara says it's a reference to the Yetzer Hara B'Avodah Zarah. The Anshei Knes HaGdolah were mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mevatel Yetzer Hara B'Avodah Zarah. And the Rabban Shlomo answered. So If you don't have the Yetzer Hara, so there's no challenge in living. So apparently, when the Yetzer Hara of the Zara was Bapu, so then came the Yetzer Hara of Apikusus of Minus. So it would appear from the Gemara as if you put together Midrashim as if Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Latara Tabman. If you have the main Yetzirah that you have to be concerned about is a Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah from the days of Enosh, from the days of Parshas Bereishis till the beginning of the Baisheni period. So when the main Yetzirah that you have to worry about is Avodah Zarah, so the main Torah Tabman that you have to negate that Yetzirah is the limit of Torah Shebichsav. The emphasis had to be placed on Torah Shebichsav. And the Kamiela, now that Yetzirah is gone, you had a different Yetzirah, the Yetzirah of Minus, of Apikursa. So the main Torah Tabma for that is Hakas and Choshmadi Rechachamim, to place emphasis on the limit of the Torah Shebichsav. So that's what Chanukah, that's what the Gemara says. Esther is so called Nisim, which is Nikon Lehikoste. And Chanukah is the youngest of the Torah Shabbat. The Chashmonoim had, the Gemara talks about Bezdin Shel Chashmonoim. Bezdin Shel Chashmonoim. They were fighting a lot with the Misyavnim, they were Yevonim, they were Goyim, and then they were Misyavnim, the Jews who worshipped Avodah Zarah, who wanted to introduce everything new in every generation. Jews are always looking for something pioneering spirit to introduce something new into Judaism. So there were a lot of misyavnim, and then there were tzedukim, there were apikursim who didn't believe in Olam Haba, didn't believe in Torah, didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Pem and Hashemayim, they didn't believe in different things. So the Bezdin Shel Chashmonoim was fighting a lot with them. So that's why Chanukah is known as the Yom Tov of the Torah Shabbat Pem. The minute used to be, I remember every year Rabbi Schwab used to say this. I live in Washington Heights, and Rabbi Schwab used to say that the minute used to be that they used to give Chanukah gelt to the children to give to the Malamdim. That's how it says in the Magen Avraham. But the meaning is you give to Talmid Chachamim to support Torah Shabbat Pesach. So you used to give Chanukah gelt to the children to give to Malamdim. And then somehow the meaning changed and the children didn't give it to the Malamdim. So it's given that you give Chanukah gelt to the children. Rabbi Schwab would always end off, but to give presents on Chanukah, he used to think that they picked up from the Catholics. That comes from Katzmach. That didn't originate by the Yidden. He thought the Yidden originally, the meaning, Makom B'Kana Tahar, the meaning originally started off to support Talmid Chachamim with the Chanukah gelt. So the Gemara talks about different things. The Bezdin Shel Chashmonoim had a fight intermarriage. The Gemara says that they were goyim, and not all aspects of intermarriage are as serious. Well, Aram is befaresik kanoim pogimbo. And if it's betzina, so you don't have kanoim pogimbo. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim where the betzina, boel aram is betzina, is there an isa deraisa, but you just don't have this einish of kanoim pogimbo. Or maybe the whole isa is only the rabban. That's a big machlokes. This is Nagel Halacha. Maram Shik has a tshuva. He thinks that we pass them that is deraisa. Nafkaminas Ledina has what is deraisa, the rabban. So the Chashmonoim, the Bezdin Shel Chashmonoim, the Gemara says, Bezdin Shel Chashmonoim is goes there, that one who lives with a nochris is over on Nashgaz. The Gemara has a Russian page, neither Shit or Goy, it's a different Isurim. They had a fight to intermarriage. There were a lot of Misyavnim who were intermarried. There were a lot of wild things going on at the Tkufa of the Chashmonoim. And later generations, it wasn't the Tkufa of the Chashmonoim. Shmuel HaKotan composed the bracha of Olam Hashinim. Olam Hashinim was a bracha, it was a bitter bracha to compose. It was a tefillah against the Jews who were Olam Hashinim. It wasn't a prayer against the Goyim. It was a prayer, they were brokenhearted when they had to compose such a tefillah. Elisha ben Avuya was a Tana. And then, because there was so much persecution, that was later, so much persecution in the days of the Romans. So he gave up the whole religion, and he was the one who guided the Romans how to make Gzeres Hashmad. That's how it says in Yerushalmi. How to make the Gzeres against the Jews, how to destroy the Jewish religion. So they had the hands full. The Chashmonoim had the hands full with the Yevonim, and with the Misyavnim, and with the Tzedukim. They had a lot of things going on. So the Gemara says, among other things, that the Chashmonoim had to make a new Mizbeach, and they had to make a new Menorah. Well, yeah. What happens to the old menorah? The Gemara never says. Maybe someone walked off with it. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't say. The old mizbeach, it says, Sheshiktsum Anshayovim. The Yvonim used the old mizbeach for Avodah Zarah purpose. Sheshiktsum Shemin. In Tanakh, it refers to an Avodah Zarah. So the old mizbeach was used for Avodah Zarah purpose. It's something that was used for Avodah Zarah. May not be used Lashamayim. So they put away the old mizbeach. There were different lishkas in the Azara. So there was one lishka, but they have the old Avnei HaMizbeach that they're no longer allowed to use. They had it like a museum. They couldn't use it. They didn't want it to be used for other purposes, but they couldn't use it for the Mizbeach anymore. So it's kept in one room in the Beis HaMikdash. So then the Gemara raises a kasha. The Gemara now raises a kasha. But we have a klal elan mosadov sheni shaloi. What do you mean? The Mizbeach didn't belong to the Yevonim or to the Mizyavnim. So just because they used it to be makum karbanos Avodah Zarah, why not say elan mosadov sheni shaloi? So the Gemara answers that they found a pasuk in Yecheskel that says a bobo priest in the filulu. The priests come into the Beis HaMikdash and they use it for other purposes. They use it for Avodah Zarah purposes, or even for secular purposes, not only for Avodah Zarah, even just for secular purposes. So Chilalu is Yotze L'chulin. Once it's Yotze L'chulin, then it doesn't belong to Hegdash anymore. So the one who is Motziyot L'chulin is Kainet, it belongs to him. So the first time they worshipped Avodah Zarah, Tate was the first time they used the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah, Zayin on the Mosad Dovashem Shaloi. But since it was Boba Pritzin, Chilalu, the Pritzin used it for Avodah Zarah, so it was Yotze L'chulin. Once Yotze L'chulin, so the second time they'll use it for Avodah Zarah. Now it's Avodah Mosad Dovashem Shaloi. Now it belonged to them. That's the Gemara. Boba Pritzin Chilalu. There is a famous machlokes on Maseches Avodah Zarah. That Gemara, Daf Nun Beis, is the famous machlokes between Rabbein Zrachya Halevi and the Baal HaMor and the Ramban. Rabbein Baal HaMor learns that the Pritzim are Pritzim Yisrael, that the Misyavim used the Mizbeach for Avodah Zarah purposes. The Goyim would use it for Avodah Zarah, it wouldn't be Chilulu, it wouldn't be Yotzei L'chulin. But because the Jewish Pritzim used it for Avodah Zarah, the Jews were Motziyot L'chulin. Why does he insist that it goes on Pritzim Yisrael, not on Pritzim Yisraelim? Because the whole din, that when you moil the Hegdish is Yotzei L'chulin, that din only applies if the Jew is moil the Hegdish. We have a parsha in the Chumash, there's a din of Ne'ilah, you're not allowed to be moil the Hegdish. So Ne'ilah has, there's an Easter, you're not allowed to be moil the Hegdish, and there's a Knas. So if a Jew is moil the Hegdish, he has to take care of the Chumash, he has to bring Asham Ne'ilah. So if he's moil the Hegdish, the Shaykh, it's moil the Mezid, so you don't bring Asham Ne'ilah for Mezid, and you don't pay Chumash. But if he's moil the Shaykh, then he pays, then he becomes mechuyav to pay karma chaymesh, and he has to bring Hashem Milas and Parshat Vayikra. So the Gemara understands Nefesh Kisim Al Ma B'chot B'shgog Mikot Shashem. That's in Parshat Vayikra. Nefesh Kisim Al Ma. So the Gemara says Ein Mila Elishina Mishul Shenemar. The Gemara derives it from the pasuk in Parshat Vayikra. In Parshat Nosa says Isha Kisista Emol Amal B'Isha. So what is the name Amal B'Isha? She Mishul. She went to someone else. Instead of sticking with her own husband, she's an Eshes Ishazinsa. But just like the phrase Mol Amal B'Isha refers to Shinim Ishur, so to over here, Nefesh Kisim Amal, Amal, the Chot of Ishkog, the Kach Hashem, Eimila the Shinim Ishur means when a Jew is Mol B'Hegdish, and the Torah says he becomes Mechuyev to pay Karen V'Chaymesh, he has to bring Hashem Ne'ilas also, but he becomes mechiyuv to bring Hashem Ne'ilas. So the chiyuv to bring the Hashem, the chiyuv to pay the Karmel Chaimesh, is considered like a pidyon. Usually when Hegdash has something, somebody donates something, let's say to Derek Abayis. So what is this? So the gizbo auctions it off to the highest bidder. So there are certain things in Hegdash that are not, that don't lend themselves to pidyon. Whatever lends itself to pidyon, so when the pasuk, there is no such pasuk. The Gemara quotes as if there's a pasuk in Chumash that says "Venosn hakesef the kumbo." So Tosfos points out there is no such pasuk. The Gemara was picking out a word here, a word there. There are mekatsa. There are a lot of words in between. It's a few psukim, but lemaisa, that's what the gist of the pasuk is. "Venosn hakesef the kumbo." When you play the hegdish, you have hegdish that's aimed at pidyon. Lusha is done. When you have Kedusha's Berek Abayis is always another opinion, and Kedusha's Damim Lamizbech is another opinion. Let's say a person sets aside $1,000 to bring a korban. So the $1,000 only has Kedusha's Damim Lamizbech. That's not Kedusha's Guf. Let's say he sets aside an elephant. An elephant can't have Kedusha's Guf, a horse, a donkey. He can't have Kedusha's Guf Lamizbech. The maximum he can have is Kedusha's Damim Lamizbech. So Kedusha's Damim, the whole Kedusha is only the Damim, so it lends itself to opinion. So whenever there's a Hegdish that lends itself to opinion, so normally the opinion is done, then that's not Kesef, it comes low. You give the Kesef to the Gizbor, and the Hegdish is Yetzer Lukulim. Here the Torah is Machadish, that when the Yisrael is well the Hegdish, even before he gives the money, the fact the Torah imposes the Chiyuv upon him, that he has to give Karen Lechemish, the Chiyuv functions as the opinion, and the Mele the Hegdish is Yetzer Lukulim. So that's why the Gemara has a klal in Maseches Me'ilah. The Gemara has it a few times in Maseches Me'ilah. Only such hegdish is yotze l'chulin. Agdei Me'ilah, if it lends itself to pinyon, if it wouldn't lend itself, let's say behema klisharis. Klisharis is not behema l'pinyon. The gizma is not supposed to auction it off to the highest bidder. The klisharis is supposed to remain the klishasai. But if you have korbanos, either oifas, or you have behemoth, so it has Kedusha Guf Lamizbeach. So if it's a behemoth and it gets a mum kavua, then it lends itself to binyan. But if it doesn't get a mum kavua, it doesn't lend itself to binyan. So the Gemara has two types of binyan. There's Kedusha's Domin, someone donates a palace, a mansion to Hegdish. Someone donates furniture, someone donates a library, whatever, or you give money, whatever you give the Hegdish. So that lends itself to pinyon, that's a pinyon, that's machkir kedusha. You buy it up from the Hegdish, and the Hegdish is yotzei l'chulin, that's the nasta kes of the kamlo. Then there's a different din of pinyon. If you have kedusha shaguf lamizbech, if you have a korban, behemoth, you have a korban behemoth that develops a mum kavua, so then the din is that you're poida. But even after you do the pidyon, it still retains the kedusha guf. The din is that it's still oisa tmura. If I say harezu tachazu on the korban, so hayuhu smerosa yir kodesh. So the Gemara says beferish, even if you have a korban that gets a mum kavua and you paid it, you oisa lechulan. Even after you paid it, it's still oisa tmura and has restrictions. Tizbach al-Agizah says, Tizbach le'achal ka'basav. Le'achal ka'basav le'achal ka'basav le'achalav. You have restrictions, even after you paid it. It's not really Yotzei L'chulin. There's a pinyon ha-mafkiya kedusha. When something only has a kedusha done in the first place, most kachet berek abayis, all kachet berek abayis, and kedusha d'dam alam is dead. So if it only has kedusha d'dam in the first place, so then it lends itself to a pinyon. The pinyon of matkiya kedusha. But if you have a kedusha aguf lamizbeach, if it's a behemah, if it's an oif, so there's no din of mumin. The Gemara has a called Thomas mizachas the behemah, then Thomas mizachas the oifas. Sometimes by korbanos, let's say a chatos has to be in a keva, an oila has to be a zocher. A shlamin can be a zocher or in a keva. It doesn't make a difference. So if you have a chatos or oif, there's no din that has to be in a keva. If you have an oila, so there's no din that has to be a zocher. So that's what the Gemara means, that there's no din of Thomas with Zachar, there's no din of Zachar versus the rise of Harim and the Kedus, by Oifus also. But the din that a Chapas has to be an Akeva, and the Rebbe has to be a Zachar, that din doesn't apply to Oifus. It doesn't make a difference to Zachar and Akeva. Then there's a din, whenever you bring a Korban Behema, has to be Tamim, has to be, you shouldn't have any Mum. There's even a Mum Oifus, you're not allowed to be Makar of it on the Mizbech. So then there's a din, if the Behema, a Korban that has to do Shaguf on the Mizbech, if the Behema develops a Mum Kavua, then it lends itself to Begin. By Oifus, there is no din of Mum. There's not loch al mum, mum leivim, mum kavim. You can be makar than with the mum, unless it's mechus ha-reiver. If you have an oif, it's mechus ha-reiver, the eye was poked at, or the wing doesn't function, missing all leiver. So then that's possible. But that's the Rishonim point out. It's not because mechus ha-reiver is such a big mum, so there is a din of bali mum and bayot. There's no din of bali mum and bayot. Thomas was zachas the behemoth, and Thomas was zachas for oifens. So again, if you have a behemoth that has a kedusha guf and it develops a mum kavua, then the din says you can be poida, but that's not a pinyon hamatkir kedusha. That's a pinyon hamatkir. Even if the poida still retains kedusha, still has a lot of restrictions. So the Gemara has in in Me'ila, Masech Me'ila, the Tanaim have a machlokes. The Gemara quotes machlokes at Tanaim. The rule is whatever hegdish lends itself to pinyon. So such hegdish is yotze l'chul an aydei Me'ila. Why? Usually pinyon is when that's not cash to become them. When you give the money here, you don't have to give the money. The fact that the Torah imposes a chiyuv upon the Jew to pay keren chaimish, the chiyuv to pay functions as the pinyon. So one time and many times I'm of the opinion that's only if it's Kedusha is Bamin. That lends itself to pinyon and Afkir Kedusha. So then you say the fact that I'm Mechuyev to give Kamer Chaimish serves as the pinyon and it's Yotze Lechulim. But if it's a Kedusha, Guflam is there, has a different pinyon. That's a pinyon Amafir that allows you to Shech the Chutz Lazar. But it's not that, it's not Afkir the Kedusha. It retains the Kedusha even after you played it. Even as far as they used to have a whole collection of letters, there was a period of time that all the yeshiva brachim in Europe used to send kashas to the Rav Chava. The chassidish yeshivas and the Mishnagdim, all the yeshivas used to send kashas. So someone raised the question by him, he writes, he's not sure. Is it permissible to shech psula hamukdashim? If you had a korban shuhumam v'nifte, it developed a mum kavua, and you were praying that it's yotze l'chulam, we say it's yotze l'chulam, is it permissible to shech p'nin yazorah? It's not karev as a karev because it has a mum kavu, you would pray it. But even after you pray it, it still retains kedusha, still oisa tmura. So the Rav Chava said it could well be that it's permissible to shecht it in the azor. You're not allowed to shecht chulin in the azor, but this is really, it still has kedusha gufan, it's not really chulin. The pidyon is a pidyon hamakir, it's not a pidyon that's mafkiya kedusha. It's a different kind of pidyon. So that's what the Gemara has, a machloike is hatanoi, and the ila. A korban shuhuma benifdeh, which could be yotzeh l'chulan agdei pidyon, it's a different kind of pidyon. So is that yotzeh l'chulan also, if you're moil behegdish, maybe me'ila is considered like a form of pidyon, only if to substitute for a pidyon a mafkiya kedusha. But maybe by kedusha l'gufam is be'ach, where it's a different din of pidyon, maybe that's not yotzeh l'chulan agdei pidyon. So that's a machlokes satanan. So this, the Baal HaMor has this idea, the Baal HaMor in Avodah Zarah has this. He thinks that Uboba preached in the Chilulu, that pasuk in Yecheskel that the Gemara quotes, that when the people were using the Mizbeah for Avodah Zarah purposes, it was Yotze L'chulam, and he thinks that people are only Pritzei Yisrael, not Pritzei Yachon. This din, that if you moil behegdish b'shogig, it's Yotze L'chulam, that's only if it's a Yisrael, a small behegdish b'shogig. It's enough where there is no such din. So he thinks that he was talking about the mazes, but not talking b'shogig. Above a Pritzei, they use the Mizbeah for Avodah Zarah purposes. There's no mistake over here. They know it's hegdish and they're using it anyway. But he thinks that it's only Pritzei Yisrael, that this din, is Yotze L'chulam, is an extension of that other din. Whenever you moil the hegdish, it's Yotze L'chulam. The Ramban disagrees with the Baal HaMor. He thinks that it's not correct at all. And he thinks that the Pasuk of Ova Pritzei Mechilu only goes on Pritzei Yaakov. Doesn't go on Pritzei Yisrael. There is has nothing to do with Me'ilah. Me'ilah is the Shoigeh. They were talking to Mezid. They used them as Be'ath and Mezid. Now, Kalpanim, that's what the Gemara says. Ova Pritzei Mechilu. So therefore, the Abdi Mizbech, which is a man Sheyovan, they use it for the Zorah purposes, and they're not allowed to continue to use it as a Mizbech. So they had to make a new Mizbech, the Gemara says, they had to make a new Mizbech. The Ramban, in fact, there is a big machlokes Hatanoim and a machlokes Amoraim and a machlokes in the Mishnayim, and the Pasuk, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shaila. Do we assume that the Kedusha Smokam HaMikdash was only Kitcha L'Shaita, calls man the Beis HaMikdash is standing, this Kedusha Smokam? What about after the Churban HaBayis? Does the Smokam HaMikdash still retain the Kedusha or not? So that's a big machloikas that was going on for many generations, whether the Smokam HaMikdash was only Kitcha L'Shaita, or it's Kitcha L'Asilolam. So the Rambam happens to ask him that the Smokam HaMikdash, he says the whole Ir Atika, the whole old city Yerushalayim, has a lower level of Kedushas HaMikdash. Yid Kodshim Talim, Yid Kodshim Tesla, Yid Kodshim Talim in Yerushalayim. So the Rambam says the whole Kedushas Yerushalayim and Harabayis and the Makam HaMikdash, the Azor, everything from the days of Shlomo HaMelech, it was Miskadish and the Kedusha never left. It's Kedusha L'Asilavim from the time of the Binyan Bais Rishon. The Raivit disagrees with the Rambam, and he thinks that it's not so. heat. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. So it's a machlokes with the Rama and the Rabbi. How to pass them. So the Rabbi thinks that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first place on Migdosh, the Psukim in Tehillim and in Yecheskel indicate clearly that they knew already from the time of the Meraglim that the Bais Rishon is also Be'echor. They were told, Moshe Rabbeinu told them, because they sinned with the Chet HaMeraglim and Zan Tisha B'Av, Tem Chis and B'chir Shal Chilim, Aliyat Kodachahem, B'chir L'Doyres. So it was already Nikva at the time of the Chet HaMeraglim that the Bais Rishon is going to be Chor. So the Rabbi writes, when Shlomo HaMelech built the first place on Migdash, he knew it wasn't going to last forever. It only lasted 410 years. That's what it says in Tanakh. So he was only Mekadoshit for 410 years. He was only Mekadoshit to his man. And then the Rabbi continues, when they built the second place on Migdash, they knew already from Shir HaShirim, from the Pesukim of Shir HaShirim. And Yalok HaChoyma, if everybody will come back at the beginning of the Baisheni period from Bavel, then it's going to be another Nalathir Askeso. It'll be like made from metal. Shein HaRek V'Sholito. The Baisheni will lift. They won't rot away. But it was in jealousy, Nasalalu Acharis. It was a very Shpach Aliyah. So they knew from day number one of the Binyan Baisheni, they knew that it's also Le'echarev. So he says again, Yedei Ahaya Ezra. When Ezra built the second Beis HaMikdash, he knew in advance also Le'echarev. So just like when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he knew that that was also Le'echarev. He already heard from the youth in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu that the Bais Rishon is also Le'echarev. So Shlomo HaMelech was only Mekadoshit Lizman. So Yedei Yohai Ezra, the Bais Sheni is also Le'echarev. He was only Mekadoshit for those years that it lasted. That's how the Rabbi writes. The Kedushas is HaMikdash was only this man, and it's not of an everlasting nature. The Ramban on Abu Dazara in the Mohammed on the bottom of the Rit on Abu Dazara also writes like the Raivit, but for a totally different reason. He says, because of all about preaching the Chilulu. He says, not because. Is there such a thing? I make a Beis HaMikdash and I have in mind only to be Mekadoshet for 410 years. So the 410 years come to an end, so the Kedusha vanishes into thin air. There's a whole study in the Dorm on Daf Chav Tes. Kedusha is like Paka Bechdi. Kedusha can't vanish into thin air. There is no such thing. So the Ravid is problematic. That the Ravid says, Shlomo HaMelech knew that the first Beis HaMikdash was also Lechor. Ezra knew the second Beis HaMikdash was also Lechor. So they were Mekadoshet, they were only Mekadoshet for Zman. There are certain things in the Gemara, there are certain things in the regarding Kedushas Beis HaMikdash that depend on what did the Chachamim have in mind when they are Mekadosh, like the Gemara talks about the Obi HaKoma, the thickness of the wall. So does the thickness of the wall have the Kedusha like inside the wall or like outside? So the Gemara has different places. Shah Nikanor was like outside, and other Shorim were Obi HaShorim, the thickness of the Choma. So the Menchas Chena says, whatever they had in mind when they built the Beis HaMikdash, there is no rule, they had Cheshbonos in mind, political Cheshbonos. So whatever they had in mind to be Mekadosh, they're Mekadosh. But sometimes the Gemara says, Gagam Aliyas, when is Kachu? And some Gagam Aliyas will learn is Kachu. The Gagam Aliyas, the rooftop of the Hechel, wasn't Mekadosh. Gagam Aliyas of the rest of the Beis HaMikdash for learning is Kachu. What's the rule? The Menchas Chena says there's no rule. But whatever they had in mind at the time they built it historically. So the Rabbi thinks that the same is true regarding how long the Kedusha will be. That Yadei Ohayo Shlomo HaMelech, that the Bais Rishon is also Le'echarev. So he had in mind from day number one only to be Mekadoshet, Kol Zman is going to be Binyan. Yadei Ohayo Ezra, the Bais Sheni is also Le'echarev. So he had in mind only to be Mekadoshet for those years that it's going to live. However, it's a question how long the Bais Sheni lasts. That's a big chiddush to say that the Kedusha is Paka Bechdi, it vanishes into thin. And the Gemara says whatever they had in mind, which areas. The Obi HaChoma, whether the Shorim is Nizkatshu, the Shorim will learn Nizkatshu, or the Gagam Aliyas will Nizkatshu, the Gagam Aliyas will learn Nizkatshu, whether in the Kaddishit. But if you're Mekadosh something, they say you only Mekadosh it in Zman. And after the Zman comes, the Kedusha disappears, it's very questionable. So that's why the Ramban agrees with the Ravid, but he gives a different twist, he gives a different answer why. He says, when the Bais Rishon was destroyed, when the Bais Sheni was destroyed, so the Pasuk in Yecheskel takes effect. Boba preaches in the Chilulu. Because he didn't learn like the Balamor, that Boba preaches means preach Israel. The Bais Rishon was chored by the Goyim, it wasn't chored by the Eden. So the Ramban says, Boba preaches in the Chilulu means preach Yakum. when they destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, Prince Yaakov destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash, it says by the time of the Chashmenoyim, above Prince Mechilo means the Prince Yaakov, the Yevonim, not the Nisyavnim. The Yevonim used the Avnim as Be'achav for our purposes. So that's why they were motzi everything lechulim. But that's a famous machloek is the Balamor and the Ramban. When you have this pasuk, the Bob, a priest in the Chilulu, that everything was Yotze Lechulin, it refers to Prince Yakma, Prince Yisrael. Even the Ramban is a big Kiddush. The Gemara talks about the Bob, a priest in the Chilulu, the Abdi Mizbech, it's a tangible thing. The stones of the Mizbech were Yotze Lechulin. Then the Gemara says, after the Churban by Sheni, there was tons of money. And the Baal Shevi. They had Hegdish Pedagog, Baal's money, Hegdish Kachin, his birth money, they had lots of money. There were Roman coins that they had. And then after the Churban Baal Shevi, all the money disappeared. All the soldiers stole the money for themselves. So the Gemara raises an issue, how would the Jews allowed to use those Roman coins? Some of those Roman coins had Kedushas Hegdish. So it's Mila the Hegdish if you're going to use. How do you know it's a Tarubis? Some of the coins had Kedushas Hegdish, and many of the coins didn't have Kedushas Hegdish. It's a good question. It's a question whether money is Bakal Beroif. There's a Tosis at the end of Me'ilah. It's a question whether money is Bakal Beroif or not, even if it would be the right. The right probably was money of Chulin. But Tosis raises the possibility maybe money is not Bakal Beroif. So the Gemara raises the question, how can you use Roman coins? The Gemara says, Boba Prince in the Chilulu. When the Goyim came into the Beis HaMikdash, the Roman soldiers, and they took the money for their own purposes, so it was Yotze Lechulin. It's not the Din Me'ila, but Boba Prince in the Chilulu. So that, those Gemaras we understand. You're talking about Abdi Mizbech. You're talking about the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. You're talking about the money of the Beis HaMikdash. But here the Rabban's talking about the latitude and longitude. It's an abstract concept, a location on the globe. That the location on the globe was Yotze Lechulin. You're not talking about a tangible object. So the Rabban thinks the Bob of Prince and Chilulu even applies to latitude and longitude. That's quite a jump. That's quite a step. He claims that once you get to this Gemara, Bob of Prince and Chilulu, so the Maskana, it should follow that the Mokam HaMikdash is like Kitchelos Elover, but the Bob of Prince and Chilulu. Other Rishonim hold. Probably it doesn't apply to a latitude and a longitude. It applies to tangible objects, that the Yotze Lechulin like they Me'ilah. So this is the famous discussion that appears in the Gemara. Why did the Chashmonaim have to make a new Mizbech? Because the old Mizbech was used for Avodah Zarah purposes. But what happened to the rule of Eidon Amos Adov Shein Shaloi? So the Gemara calls that possible. The Bola repeats in the Chilulu that it is Yotze Lechulin. The Gemara says also that they had to make a new menorah. They had to make a new menorah in the days of the Chashmonaim. The Gemara doesn't explain what happened to the old menorah. Maybe it was also used for Avodah Zarah. Maybe it was stolen. The Gemara doesn't explain. The Gemara just said they had to make a new menorah. So we learned the Sukkah for a while. So in Sukkah, the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. There's a big machlokes hatanoim regarding the midah shatar and the dvesh span. In the davening, we cite the Vaisa Rabbi Shmuel on there. Bishlosha Samir Satar and Rashi Spam. So you have three of them are Klal of Prav, Prat of Klal, Klal of Prat of Klal. So the Gemara says, that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Akiva had a tradition from Nochem Ish Gamzu, that was his Rebbe, and his Masorah was that it's not Klal of Prat, Prat of Klal, it's Ribui and Miut, Miut of Ribui, instead of Klal of Prat of Klal, it's Ribui and Miut of Ribui. So it comes out to be a slight difference. Whether you darshan like this or you darshan like that. And there are several halachas that depend on what is the nature of the midah shatar and the dresh hashem. So one of those several, there are problems in the Rambam. The Rambam, the Lech HaMishnah has the kashas on the Rambam, that sometimes the Rambam passes like the din that's based on the assumption that we darshan klal prat klal. And sometimes the Rambam has a din that's based on the assumption that we darshan libun nevarib. And according to the Gemara, he always darshan like this, he darshan like that. So how can he tansa beta chasimus? That's a problem with the Rambam. If you wouldn't be concerned about where the demon came from, what the midah shatar and the dresh hashem is it klal prat klal, is it ribui mid ribui? So the Rambam passes like this, tam mishnah, like the klali hapsak. But there's a problem because the Gemara says that these seven machlokes depend on the crux of the issue is what is the correct Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Espanish. So the Rambam is inconsistent. So that's a major problem. So the Gemara has one of the issues that depends on this machlokes HaTanoim. What is the Midrash HaTorah Nidresh Espanish is when you make klisharis in the Beis HaMikdash. So if we darshan klalakat the klal, or you darshan ribay mir to ribay, l'chapanach kemina, can you make klisharis out of wood? Do we require dafke klisharis should be made from metal? You might think that it has to dafke be gold and silver. So that you darshan klalakat the klal ke'ena prat, if it's made from metal is good enough. But anything less than metal would be not acceptable. And the other Tana says, no, you darshan ribay mir to ribay, you're only made klicheris. That's too cheap. If you have Kli, sure, it's made from Kli Cheres, from earthenware, that's cheap material, so that's not acceptable. If it's made from wood, that would be acceptable. What's it doing in Masech HaSukkah? Because in Sukkah, the Gemara talks about Shiras Alevim. They have a lot of Mishnais about that. So they had Simchas Beis HaShe'eva, was special on Sukkahs, and all year long that Shiras Alevim. So the Shiras Alevim, there was Shir B'Peh and Shir B'Kli. So that some of the instruments that they play, they were not all metal. Some of the instruments were made from wood. If they're making from metal, it's not going to sound as good. So some of the musical instruments were made from wood. So the Gemara, and you had Shiras Alevim B'Peh, they sang. So the Gemara has a machlokes, should we assume Ikka Shir B'Peh? The Ikka Din, there's a Din there, I said, when the Kohanim are doing Yisrach Hayayim of the Korban Tzibur, the Tzmidim of Mustafa, not Korban Tzibur. When the Kohanim doing Yisrach Hayayim, so the Levim are supposed to sing Shira. While the Kohanim are doing the Nisach Hayayim, the Levim sing the Shir. So the Gemara has a machlokes, is the Ikka Din Deraisa of Shira really Shira B'Peh? And the Kli is only Lechatzile Levasum Ekova. To enhance it, it should be a hidden mitzvah. But really, even if you don't play the musical instruments, it'll also be good. It'll also be yotz in the mitzvah of shira. Or should we assume no? You can shira the kli. You're not yotz in the mitzvah of shira salim unless they play music. So the Gemara raises the question. If Ikka Shir B'Kli, if it's Ma'akev, you're not yotz in the mitzvah of Shira, unless you have Klei Shir, musical instruments. So then the musical instruments are the Tzorach HaKrovus HaKrovonis. So then it should be considered like the Rishoris. So if it's a Rishoris, how could they have that had wooden instruments? How can they have wooden instruments? If you need, it should depend on this, much like a Satanoim. So the Gemara, that's how it came in the middle of Masech HaSukkah. So the Gemara quotes this, Machlokes HaTanoim. Gemara says it's a halachic machlokes. Whether klishar is made from wood or kosher or not, and the halachic machlokes is based on historical machlokes. When the Chashmonoim won the battle, and they threw out all the Avodah Zarah from the Beis HaMikdash, And then they made a makeshift menorah, 1, 2, 3. So they couldn't make a beautiful gold menorah. That will take a long time. Givim, kaptorim, aprochim. The Gemara has a difference. If you make a menorah shalzov, then l'chatzil, a menorah is supposed to be a menorah shalzov. So if it's shalzov, then Allah requires givim, kaptorim, aprochim. It has to be something out of this world. If you make it from any other material other than zov, so you don't need givim, kaptorim, aprochim. So the Chashmonaim can make a makeshift menorah temporarily until they have a chance later to make a fancy, beautiful gold menorah the way it's supposed to be. And Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was niskasha the Maisa HaMenorah. It was difficult for him. He couldn't figure out how to make a menorah. So the Mepharshim said, Tel HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, throw the gold into the fire, and Teyosa HaMenorah Me'eleho. And a miracle occurred, and the menorah formed by itself. But the Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure out how he's supposed to make Vim Kaftarma from. So the Mepharshim are bothered with the Kasha. How come Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure it out? Chashmonaim, many generations later, centuries later, they made a menorah shalzov with Vim Kaftarma from. Why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu figure it out? So you say, well, the Chashmonaim had seen a menorah before. But Moshe Rabbeinu also saw a menorah. The Baruch Shem showed him a vision of what it's supposed to look like. So he also saw a vision. So he didn't remember what the vision was, but it was so difficult. if the Chashmonaim saw a menorah, they were able to reproduce it, to make a replica. So why couldn't Moshe Rabbeinu make a replica? That's famous.
They saw the real thing. They saw the real thing.
Yeah, Pashto. Moshe Rabbeinu saw a chaloyim, a chazoyim, a mara hanavua, yeah. That's a simple answer. That's probably the true answer. That's probably the true answer. Pashut, they saw a real menorah. Moshe Rabbeinu just saw a menorah shalesh, what it's supposed to look like. So Azav HaMasalvechik has an elegant answer. We get the question, but he needs the elegant answer. Maybe this is the Pashut answer, the simple answer. The Chashmonaim saw a real menorah before it disappeared. Azav HaMasalvechik has an answer that there was a Hirosh Shoah when Moshe Rabbeinu made the menorah. It had to be exactly Kamareh, a Shoharei. How to look? It's not enough if you have so many kanan and gvim kaftar mekrof. It has to look like that surah. In the days of the Chashmonaim, there was no such hirosh. It has to look kamare shari. So just have to have so many kanan, so many gvim kaftar mekrof. So they did it. It does not have to look the way it was in the vision. He thinks that by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara in Menachos says a few things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara said one of them was the menorah. Why do they have to show him the menorah? Because there was a hirasha, it has to be exactly the way the Mara was, and that was too difficult for him to figure out. But that's why a miracle had to occur, and they had to make by itself. So Rabbi Abel explains, same is true, it says, Risa Sachar Hayafan Alayro. The Rabban Shalom is going to show Moshe Rabbeinu from behind. What do you mean, Risa Sachar? HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have any goof. How can you see the Risa Sachar? So Chazal states a reference to the Keshes of Tefillin. Baruch Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Dalit, the Keshes of Tefillin on the back of the head. So what do you have to show him the Keshes of Tefillin? Tell him, they make a Kesher, they make a Dalit on the back. What do you have to show him? Rav Dovla has an estate for all parents on the Shler. Rambam, Rashi and the Rambam are of the opinion that the Dalit and the Yud is their Eisen. Faisal says, Kesher shall tefill in Allah from Moshe Messina. You have to have a Kesher on the Shal Yad, Kesher on the Shal Rosh. But it doesn't mean a Torah, it doesn't have to look like a Dalit or a Yud. The Shin on the Bai Shal Rosh has to be a Shin. But the Dalit and the Yud, that's only Midi Rabbon. And the Rambam and Rashi hold that is their Eisen. So Faisal says the Kasher and Rashi, the same Kasher and the Rambam, from the Gemara would appear that the Dalit and the Yud are not Oisiyas, but according to Rashi and the Rambam, you have the Shin and the Dalit and the Yud, so they are Oisiyas. So Rav Avraham Soloveitchik says, if you look in the Rambam writes to make a Kesher on the Sharosh, a Kesher Betzura Dalit. He says the Shin on the Bai Sharosh is a real Shin. The Dalit and the Yud is a Kesher that should look like a Dalit, but it's not really a Dalit. So that's why the Ribbono Shel Olam Shonu Baruch Hu Sacharai. This is what it's supposed to look like. It's not really a dalit. It's not a nice dalit. It's a kesher that looks like a dalit. He has the same by the Rabbanu. Also, the Gemara has a few things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu. So one of the things was, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochen. Hazeh, the word Hazeh, always means something that you demonstrate visually. You're looking at it. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochen, Poshet Shat in the Poshet means, this month of Nisan is HaChodesh HaRishon. And you should count the months starting the Chodesh HaRishon. Isn't this? That's the Pashim. Chodesh HaLachan, Rosh Kadosh. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Chodesh HaZalachan, when Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron are looking at the moon, and Rabban Shalom says, when you see the moon in this size, then you should convene at Bezin, the two of you should get a third rabbi, and convene at Bezin of Shloisha, and declare that it should be Rosh Chodesh. Achodesh Hazeh, Achodesh means the Chidush Alavana, it does mean the month of Nisan. Pshutush HaMikra refers to the month of Nisan as the Chodesh HaRishon. And as an additional level of interpretation, the Torah Shemalta interprets that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, when you see Levana, like the Hazeh, means something that they could see visually, so then you declare it as Rosh Chodesh. So what do they have to show? Well, there is no Shia. Shia is when you can see the Levana. There is no minimum Shia. Now, the Rabbi explains also over there, so Din, what? When you're able to see it, if you're not able to see the Levana, even if you're making Kiddush HaChodesh Api HaChesed, not Api Ariya. So it's irrelevant whether you're going to see it or not. Still, that's the Din. You can only declare it as Rosh Chodesh when the Levana reappears. The Levana doesn't, the Levana disappears for 18 hours, the Gemara says. It Cheshos Bechasti Sihara, the moon disappears. Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, moon disappears for 18 hours. So just like you cannot make Kiddush Api Ariya unless two witnesses can see the Levana. So even when you're not doing Alpi, you're doing Alpi HaChesed also. The Levana has to be that size that he would have been able to see it. So the Gemara has this historical machlekes hatanaim, the makeshift menorah that the Chashbonai made on the spot the first day. That wasn't gold with the green kaftar mafrochim. That took them a long time to make. They made it some later day. What material was it made from? So the first Tana says his historical tradition had it that that first menorah was made from wood. The wood is going to burn, but it means it had cups on the top to hold the oil in it. It was made from wood. The other Tana says it can't be. Wood is possible for klisharis. The menorah clearly is a klisharis. Hadlokas ha-menorah is like hakrabas ha-karbonas. So it's like a klisharis. So the next Tana says no. It had wood, but it had also metal. It must have had metal as well. So then the Gemara says that this is Darf on Machlaikis is really a Machlaikis in Din, whether you darshan the psukim klal prata klal or even mir for rigoy, if you make a klisharis from wood, would it be kosher or not? Yeah, the mitzvah of hadlokas ha-menorah is a big machlaikis, the Rambam and all the other Rishonim. How often did they light the menorah? We know that there's a mitzvah to recite Kriya Shema twice a day, b'shach t'chav kumecha. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah, and half of the mitzvah is by shachar, and half of the mitzvah by ma'ariv. One big mitzvah. Then the Rambam counts also one mitzvah to bring two tzmidim every day, tamashal shachar, tamashal bein ha'abayim. Then the Kohen Gadol has to bring chavit to Kohen Gadol. Machsisa b'beit, machsisa bein ha'abayim, and menchas chavitim. Then you bring tefillos in the morning, and you bring tefillos in the afternoon. Also, one, the Rambam counts everything as one mitzvah. Ramban disagrees with some of the Rambams, not all of them disagree. He thinks that the Kriya Shema should be counted as two mitzvahs, Tomas Shachar, Tomas Shachar, Ben Aman. Two, the only one he agrees is the Chabit, the Kohen Gadol, because the Gemara says you have to be Mekadosh the whole Shia together. You can't be Mekadosh the half in the morning separately and half in the afternoon separately. You have to be Mekadosh the whole thing together. So he says, that's one korban. Half in the, one mitzvah, half in the morning, half in the evening. But the Tmidim twice a day, the Torah twice a day, the Chabit, and the Kriya Shema twice a day, the Ramban things that should be counted as two distinct mitzvahs. So by Hadlokas HaMenorah is also such a Mechudish Dika Machlokes. Most of the Rishonim assume that you only light the menorah in the air about breaking. You light the menorah at night and it burns all night long. The Gemara learns that from the Pesukim. You're supposed to put in so much oil, pen, look in the dosa, and should be domekas all night long. Some nights are much longer than others, so you always need to put in the same amount of oil. Whether it's a short night, but even the short nights in the winter, they put in the same amount of oil than they would put in the summertime when you have the longer nights. Every night they put in a lot of oil. The Rambam's opinion is that they did halakas ha-menorah at night, and in the morning they cleaned out the menorah, they lit it again. Then at night they lit it again, so they lit it twice a day, every evening, every morning. So the Rashba and the Tshuva ask the Kasha on the Rambam, there's a Mishnah Menachas, when you make a new menorah, when you make any new klisharis, you have to be mechanech, the kelim. So it says in the Mishnah, when you make a new mizbeach, when you make a mizbach ha'oilo in the Azora, so em chanchenes ha'mizbeach ha'ol ha'betomet shol shachar. You have to start, you have to, let's say one day during the period of Beis HaMikdash, by mistake, for some reason or another, they didn't bring the Tomei Shol Shachar. So the Tomei Shol Ben Aban can be brought anyway. They're not ma'af from Zerzeh. Even though he didn't bring the Tomei Shol Shachar, he can bring the Tomei Shol Ben Aban. So, but if you bake a new Mizbeach in the afternoon, then you can't begin by bringing the Tomei Shol Ben Aban. You have to wait till tomorrow morning. You have to be Mechanech, the new Mizbeach, and Mechanech on Shabbat Mizbeach on the Tomei Shol Shachar. So the Gemara says the Mishnah has the same regarding a menorah. If you make a brand new menorah, so you can only be mechanech the menorah with the hadlokas shivas aneres bein ha'abayim. So the Rashba asks on the Rambam, and according to the Rambam, that you have two hadlokas every day, one in the morning, one in the evening. So why can't you do the chinuch ha-menorah with the hadlokas in the morning, just like you have the Tomei Shol Shachar, Tomei Shol Ben Abayim, you mechanech the mizbeach with the Tomei Shol Shachar. So why can't you be mechanech the menorah with the hadlokah in the morning? Why does it have to be the hadlokah in the evening? So the pashtus is, everybody says that answer. The pashtus is, the hadlokah in the morning, the Gemara says, if you didn't have a hadlokah at night, you don't do the hadlokah in the morning. The hadlokah in the morning is really called hatovah. There's only hadlaka at night, and then in the morning you have to do atavah. You clean out the neiris and you fill it up, and then once you fill it up, you begin to light it again. But it's really a hemshach from last night. You have to begin from the beginning. Why is em chalchenes hamizbech ala betomid shal shachar? If they're not miachim zezeh, why can't you begin with the tamid shal ben arba? And the answer is, you have to go in order. You have to begin from the beginning. So the beginning is the tamid shal shachar. I don't know it's the beginning because you have to, all the karbonas have to be sandwiched in between the tamid shal shachar and tamid shal ben arba. You're not allowed to bring any karbonas before the tamid shal shachar. You're not allowed to bring any karbonas after the tamid shal ben arba. But yeah, but if you brought it, most of the Rishonim hold that it doesn't pass off. That's a din in Shulchan Aruch, that if you daven Musaf before you daven Shachar, it's b'diyevet yoyotzi. I used to daven in the Aguda Minyan in Washington Heights. So there was one Balabas, he passed away, and one Balabas, he always used to come in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah, and then he would listen to Kriyas HaTorah, the half of the Kriyas HaTorah he was there for. Then he would daven Musaf with us, then every came out every Shabbos, he would ask, can he daven Shachar now? He didn't daven Shachar yet. So that says in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechab and the Ramah, they both write the same thing. Since in the Beis Hamikdash, if he brought the Musafim before the Tamid Shal Shachar, then the evidence kashas, that if you daven Musaf before Shachar, then the evidence yoytzeh. L'chatchila, you should not do like that. L'chatchila is supposed to bring the Tamid Shal Shachar first, and then the Musafim. But the evidence brings rice from the Gemaras. But the evidence, whether you brought before the Tamid Shal Shachar, you brought after the Tamid Shal Ben Abayim, but the evidence doesn't pass on. But when you make a new Mizbeach, you want to be Mechanechid, so Avidosa Mechanechosam, so you have to be Mechanechid, you have to start from the beginning. So the beginning of the state of Hakrovus HaKarbonus every day is the Tamid Shal Shachar. So the same thing the Hadlokas HaMenorah, even according to the Rambam, that there were two Hadlokas every day, but it's not that there were two Hadlokas on equal footing. The Hadlokah was Balayla. The morning it's called Hatovah. Hatovah means you're cleaning out what's left over from yesterday. You take out the leftover oil and the leftover wicks. Then you fill it up again with oil and wicks. And then, because you prepared it, so the Rambam thinks that the Gemara of the preparation is that you light it. Then you have to clean out that again for the evening. But the Hadlok in the morning is not an independent mitzvah Hadlok, it's a Hatovah. The Hadlok really, Hadlok is something beginning from the beginning, is Hadlok of Ben Arbayim. So that's why that's not a kasha on the Rambam. Many shuls have a minig. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote an old minig that in shul between Mincha and Ma'ariv, they light and they say brachas in the shul, even though no one is yotzi with the hadlok in the shul, because the hadlok has to be based on. So in some shuls, they have a minig that they light in the morning also, believe bracha. Why do they light in the morning? Because some say the hadlok in the shul, there are different explanations given in the Beis Yosef. Why did the minig develop to be madlik neiris in shul? It's no one yotzi. So why do you madlik? So some say to be motzi the orchem idei chayvosim. Because the Gemara says, why do you say kiddush in shul? You have to have kiddush. We pass the machlokes in the Gemara, but they need kiddush in the makom suda and arei pesachim. So we pass the name kiddush al makom suda. So no one's eating in shul. So it's a brachah lematonah. So why do we say kiddush in shul? So the Gemara says that the Bizman and Gemara used to have a room adjacent to the shul, and Europe used that. They used to have a hegdish, a room adjacent, where they had bums. Jewish bums would flow from one city to the other, snore money, they would sleep over here and take some food. So these shnoris would sleep in the room next to the shul, and they had some food there. So they make kiddush in shul to be mercy the orchim in the chavos. Orchim is the losh and the kiyah for the camps, the Jewish camps. They used to sleep in the hekdesh of the shul. So some say that that's why your madlik neiris in the shul, the meaning developed, because in the days of the Gemara, the shul was based so of the orchim who would be sleeping in the room. Jason. So even though today nobody sleeps in the shul, but it's a minig that was instituted at the time that the Eastern Orchim, so we still say Kiddush in the shul. A lot of shuls still say Kiddush, and that's why we still light the menorah. And others disagree, and they say no, the hadlaka in the shul between the Berach HaMayrev is not to be motzi the Orchim b'derech HaGosam, it's rather Zeich HaMikdash. A Beis HaKnesses is referred to by the Novius Migdash Miyad. So just like in the Beis HaMigdash, they used to light Neiris every night, so we light Neiris in the Shul, Zechel HaMigdash. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes, the Adzan. According to those who say the reason why you light is Zechel HaMigdash, so then according to the Rambam, we should light in the morning also. Because the Rambam held that they live both at night and in the morning. It's a minig on top of a minig. because the Rambam holds they lit, they had Hattav in the morning. Hattav meant Hadlaka also. The latter shows they light in the morning as well.
Why not the
time? Yeah. Good question. Should be all year long. Okay. Yeah.
At night,
is it
light before or after the
Korban? At night? They always lit after the Tamasha Ben Abai. Always after. That's why some are makbid that on Erev Shabbos, that many are makbid to Biskrit and Shari Shulam. That's the Leheitim quotes it. They're makbid to Dabi Minche before they do have Lokas Amenoira, because in the Beis Hamikdash they always bring the Tamash of Ben Abayim before they did the Hadlokas Amenoira. The Gemara says, the only korban that you do, that you begin after the Tamash of Ben Abayim, you're not allowed to bring any korbanis after the Tamash of Ben Abayim. Whatever korbanis you brought by Yom, you can do Haftaras and Murim Balayla, that's a Hemshech. But you don't begin any Hakrava Balayla, with the exception of Hadlokas Amenoira. That's the only Hakrava that you do. It's like Hakrava's Hakrava. It's the only Hakrava that you do after the Tamash of Ben Abayim. We have an exception to the rule. There's a Sefer Kafta Baferach written by one of the Rishonim. They had a group of Rishonim, days of the Balei HaTosa, who moved to Eretz Yisrael. So one of those Rishonim wrote a whole Sefer about Inyani Eretz Yisrael. So he writes that he heard that years before he came to Eretz Yisrael, there were other Rishonim there, and they were considering making a Mizbeach and bringing the Korban Pesach, and it didn't work out. Somehow or another, it didn't work out. So the Birkei Yosef, by the Chidoh, and Hilchas Erev Pesach, caused this kasha. How can they make a Mizbeach? How can they have had a Havamina to make a Mizbeach and bring a Korban Pesach? But when you make a new Mizbech, you have to be Mechanach the Mizbech. The Mishnah says you can only be Mechanach the Mizbech with the Tom Shal Shachar. Bring a Tom Shal Shachar, you have to be Machza Shekel. Machza Shekel? Who's collecting Machza Shekel? They don't discuss the possibility of raising Machza Shekel. So how could they just have a half minute to make a Mizbech? In the days of Rabbi Chilmi in Paris, they had a half minute, they're going to make a Mizbech in the Makam HaMikdash, and you're going to bring the Korban Pesach, but you have to be Mechanach the Mizbech. Machza Shekel is Makif, yes. Pashtus is. Machza Shekel, that was one of the disputes that the Chachamim had with the Tzedukim in the Baisheni period. The din is, let's say, I know that my next door neighbor was Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg, and he feels terrible about it, but he's so poor, it cost a fortune of money to bring a Korban Chatas. He can't afford it. So the Gemara said there's a concept learned now from a pasuk. I can be magdish, a menashe is kapa bochaver. I can be magdish to carbon on behalf of someone else. He'll be yotze, and they'll send him a letter in the mail. A carbon chatas has been brought on your behalf, and you and his kapa already. The Gemara discusses when do you need das bailam. Maybe sometimes you need das bailam. Maybe he doesn't even have to know anything about it. Discussion in the Gemara. So the Tzedukim are of the opinion that just like by Korban Yochid, that's a pasuk, just like by Korban Yochid, there's an institution of Magdish. Amarashi is Kapa Bochavera, so too by Korban Sibur. So there's no need to pester everybody to collect Matzah Shekel money, to store money from everybody. One wealthy family will donate $10 million. They'll put a plaque in the base. I mean, all the Korban Sibur this year were funded by this and this, donated by this and this family. They gave all the money on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So the Chachamim said, that's only by Korban Yochid. It could be Magdash HaMenashe is Kapa B'chaber. By Korban Sibur, you can't do that. That's one of the Yom HaTovim in the Megillas Tainus, Zman Baisheni. They had an addition to Pesach Shavuot Sukkos for Shani Yom Kippur. Every month in Damashik was another Yom Tov. All the Yom HaTovim that they added had something to do with the improvement of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Someone made a major donation, or they improved the Hakrovas HaKarbonis, or they improved the institution of the Kuhn HaGedolo, or the institution of the Sanhedrin, which met in the Beis HaMikdash. So whenever there was a major, or every time the Hashmonaim were victorious in battle, so you don't make a yontif whenever the army is victorious in battle, when Saul is victorious. The Hashmonaim made a yontif because they were saving the Beis HaMikdash from being destroyed or being defiled. If they would have lost the war, the Beis HaMikdash would be used for Avodah Zarah, or would have been destroyed. So every time they were victorious in battle, because there was a Beis HaMikdash, they were sparing the Beis HaMikdash from destruction. So they used to make a lot of Yarmulkes. So one of the Yarmulkes was, he took him to Nida, that the Tzedukim were running the show in the Beis HaMikdash for many years, that Kohanim who didn't accept Torah Shebaal Peh, so they allowed private individuals to donate fortunes of money to cover the expenses for all of the Karbanis people, all the Tzvidim themselves. That's Keneged Adin. You're not even Yotze B'Dieved if one person pays the money. It's only called the Karban Tzibur if it's purchased with the Mammon of the Tzibur. Mammon of the Tzibur. There's the only way that it should be labeled Mammon of the Tzibur if you collected the Machzah Shekel money. So when the Chashmonaim were victorious in kicking out the Tzedukim for the Bayi Sheni, and they discontinued that practice of having one wealthy family donate all the money, and they had everybody gave them Matzah Shekel money, so they made a yontif on that occasion because the Beis HaMikdash was improved.
When we say that the petition said in Rashi that there is not a view for
Ukraine, for some Sibokha, the Gemara has of Gavatshe Yims Lerene Yofi Yofi, the one the other Bormanzi has that lashon, that Maktas Hashegel doesn't accept any donations. Everybody gives Hashela Yabe Vadala Yam, everybody gives the same amount. They probably never gave Maktas Hashegel, probably always way more than Maktas Hashegel. The Raman says you can never get away with less than Maktas Hashegel for every man, every Jewish man. The women don't have to give. But every year they had to determine how many months are they going to be in the year. Are they going to be 12 months or 13 months? How expensive will the behemoth be? And how many people can you rely on? And what is the population of the Jewish people? How many people can you rely on to give the Machzah Shekel money on time? It does not be going to give. They used to have a separate big push in the Beis HaMikdash, Taklan Atikin. Whoever didn't give Matzah Shekel last year, one year a guy becomes a Balshim at the age of 80, he didn't give Matzah Shekel for the last 60 years. For many years he didn't give. So he gave all the Matzah Shekel and the Taklan Atikin. So you have to know how many people are going to give the Matzah Shekel on time. Will you have enough money to purchase all the Karbanis Tzibur? So they probably never gave Machzah Hashekel. Machzah Hashekel is the minimum. Everybody has to give the same. There is no din you can't give more than Machzah Hashekel. Hoshe la yarbe, Hoshe shouldn't give more than anybody else. Like Dala Yamin, the Oni can't give less than anybody. Everybody gives exactly the same. So Machzah Hashekel doesn't accept any donations. That's what the Mishnah says. If a Nochri wants to volunteer, he can volunteer a Karban Oilo, Karban Shlomit, if he gives it Lagavoya. A Nochri can volunteer an Oilo Shlomit, but he can't volunteer a Chatas and an Oshim. It's not Bob and Adam and the Dove. And he can't volunteer to donate money from Machzah Shekel, because it's not Bob and Adam and the Dove, only if he's Mechuyiv. So the Mishnah says, nonetheless, women who are not Mechuyiv and Machzah Shekel, if they want to, they may give. A woman is not the same as a Nachri. A Nachri is not Mechuyiv at all. A woman has the same degree of Kedushas Yisrael that the men have. That's why the Rabbi Natan holds that women can recite the Bracha. Shekedushana b'mitzvah yisod. It's even that they have the same level of Kedushas Yisrael as the men, but they have a Ptur. If they don't want it, they don't have to shake the lulav. But if they want to, so they're shaking the lulav because they have a Kedushas Yisrael. So that's what the Gemara says. If a woman wants to volunteer Machzah Shekel, she shouldn't have in mind not making a donation to Machzah Shekel. Machzah Shekel, they can't accept any donation, not brought in any other. She has to have in mind.
But the
Rambam
is against a woman making a bracha on the Lord,
and that's what somebody else is doing. Right.
So would the Rambam also be against a woman
donating Machzah Shekel? No, that's a Mishnah. The woman who wants to volunteer Machzah Shekel may give. The Rambam says she can't take the Shalom Sosa B'tzivon. It's not true B'tzivon. The Rambam holds that the Brach L'Bat Tola. Okay, then the Sfardim today. Then the Sfardim follow that sheet. Yeah. But the Rabbeinu Tam holds, even if you don't agree with the Rabbeinu Tam regarding the bracha, but this they do agree, that the women have the same level of Kedushas Yisrael as the men. Every Knani maybe is a lower level. Every Knani is Chayv and Mrs. Keisha, they may not be the same. Every Knani has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael, but a woman has the full Kedushas Yisrael. So if the Mishnah says, if a woman wants to donate Machzah Shekel, you accept it, but then the Gemara says she shouldn't give it as a donation. She has to give it, she turns the renalit tzibur yafa yafa. She should have in mind she's joining the tzibur. She's giving the same amount that everybody else is. She has the same kedusha still that they have. She has an exemption. If she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to give it. But if she wants to, she's giving it to Torah's mitzvah machsa shekel. That's what the Gemara has it. Vashit tzirena yafa yafa. If a woman wants to volunteer machsa shekel, yeah. But Yeshua has the famous kasha. Why did they need the whole? Okay, we started to say an Erev Pesach. Yeah, we didn't finish it. Yeah, an Erev Pesach. How could there have been a havamina that they were going to make a mizbech and bring a korban Pesach? Well, when you make a brand new mizbech, you have to be mechanechid. You have to be mechanechid. But Tom Shoshachar, you have to bring machsa shekel money. No one had a havamina is going to collect machsa shekel money. So the whole havamina was to make a mizbech to bring korban Pesach. But they mechanech on the mizbech ela b'tom shoshachar. So how can you start off? So perhaps the teretz is that din a mechanech on the mizbech ela b'tom shoshachar applies 353 days of the year, except for Erev Pesach, because every day there's a din. All the karbanos have to begin with the Tamar Shel Shachar and end with the Tamar Shel Beran Bayim. Aleh Hashlem Kol Karbanos Kulam. All the karbanos have to be brought sandwiched in between Tamar Shel Shachar, Tamar Shel Beran Bayim. So Ein Mechanz Chanes Hamizbech Ela BeTamar Shel Shachar means you have to start from the beginning. But what on Erev Pesach, when you bring the Korban Pesach, when do you bring the Korban Pesach? After the Tamar Shel Beran Bayim. What's that to say after? Because the Korban Pesach is a separate series unto itself. Korban Pesach is not part of the regular series that you have to bring it in between the Tamar Shel Shachar and Tamar Shel Beran. Bring it back after the Tamar Shel Beran. So on Erev Pesach, one day in the year, in the afternoon, on Erev Pesach, if you have a new brand new mizbech, you want to be mechanechid. So the Mishnah doesn't say that maybe that's the answer. 353 days of the year, if you want to be mechanech, 353 and a half days of the year, Erev Pesach in the morning. When there's no Korban Pesach, you have to be mechanech on mizbech. With the Tamar Shel Shachar, you have to start from the beginning. But if it's Erev Pesach in the afternoon, there's a different series. You start from the beginning, bring the first Korban Pesach. Because bringing Korban Pesach is a series unto its own. It's not governed with the rules and regulations of all year long. You don't bring it before the Tamar Shel Beran Bayim.
Do we need a mizbech for the Pesach?
Avadi need a mizbech. Avadi, you can't bring it without a mizbech. They were discussing the possibility of making a mizbech and bringing a Korban Pesach. Yeah? So the Kaftar the Ferech brings up the issue every 15 chapters. How can they do it? Everybody's tummy. He brings up all the issues. So he explains how they thought that they solved all the problems. There's a famous kasha from the Pnei Yeshua. Why did they need the whole next Chanukah? The din is that Korban Tzibur, that's what we usually say. Korban Tzibur is Korban Betumim. Tumah is mutah b'tzibah, machlek is the Gemara, the huchva, the huya. But bottom line is mutah to bring karbonis tzibur and tumah. So and the same applies to the hadlokas amanera, the tumah. You also allow it. If you have no karbon term, you can do it b'tumah. So what do they need the whole miracle for? What do they need a miracle for? So some gedolim suggest they have it a little bit, and the rishonim also a little bit. Rishonim and achronim, a lot of achronim have it. When do you say Tumas Mutta B'tzibur? If you already have a menorah, that's Mechanech. But if you're going to Mechanechet B'tumah, that's not right. Start off the Tumah. So why can't you start off the Tumah? So the Darshanim give one twist on this. Alderach Hadrash. Alderach Hashkofa. So they say like the following. The Gemara has a statement. The Olam Yasuk Gadam Matar Mitzvah Afir Shalol Lishma. She Mitol Shalol Lishma Bal Lishma. Not so terrible if you learn Shalol Lishma. Mitol Shalol Lishma Bal Lishma. Not going to learn all day long Shalol Lishma. When he starts off in the morning, he wants to brag, he wants to show. Then he's going to learn the whole day. So part of it is going to be Mitol Shalol Lishma Bal Lishma. Part of it won't be Lishma. So the Gemara says not so gefährlich to learn Shalol Lishma. On the other hand, the Tosfos in Chagig quotes the passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi. What went wrong with Elisha ben Avuya? Why? He was a Tana. Well, how come he was Yotzei the Tavis? How come he gave up the whole Emunah? So there are different suggestions. So Yerushalmi gives the following explanation. When he was a baby and his father made a bris for him, so he invited all the people in Yerushalayim for the bris. So the Balabatim were dancing and singing in one room, and the Tanoim were sitting and talking, learning in the other room. Tanoim were talking and learning, so a fire came down from heaven and was burning in the room. So the father, Abuya, Elisha ben Abuya's father, he didn't realize what was going on. So he thought someone was smoking and they're going to make a fire on his curtains. He's going to catch fire. So he said, what are you making a fire for? He was makpid on them. So he said, no, whenever they learn Emes Torah, the ish comes down on Hashemayim like in Har Sinai. And this is the fire that always comes down. It doesn't, Asnan and Ruko. Nothing is going to burn. This just a sin that is Emes Torah. So he was so taken by that, he said, wow, this is quite a stunt. I want my son to become, to learn the yeshiva. He should also be able to bring down that fire in Hashemayim, that Asnan and Ruko, that it doesn't consume. So because the father's interest in being mechanech his son was shalom b'shma, that's why he turned out later on to be an apikoros. So the Mefarshim asked, what's so terrible? The Gemara says, we all know that Sugana Matametsu shalom b'shma, tell shalom b'shma v'alishma. So they say there's a difference. If the whole Haskolas HaYisayit is shalom b'shma, let's say sometimes a fellow feels insulted, they give the rabbi Aseres HaDibros. I know how to learn better than the rabbi. So he makes his own shul that he should get Aseres HaDibros and he should get all the chazak, all the fat aliyahs. Or he wants to, he applies to a job in a yeshiva and no yeshiva takes him. So he founds his own yeshiva because he wants to be a Rosh Yeshiva. Did we need another yeshiva? Did we need another yeshiva? So that's what some say. If you're founding a shul, you're founding a yeshiva shalom d'shma, what triggers you to be mechanach your child for Torah, because you wanted to be able to do this time to bring down Eish Ben Hashemayim, if the whole yisrael of the chinuch is shalom d'shma, then it's going to be a disaster. Then it's going to turn out like Elisha ben Avuya. But if the chinuch starts off normal, later on the person is learning a little bit shalom d'shma. No, it's mitzvah shalom d'shma, bo d'shma. So that's how the Darshanim say that the Haskalas Chinuch HaMenorah has to be B'Tahari. You can't start off the Chinuch HaMenorah B'Tumen. Right. So the Mechanach is B'Tahari, right.
When
you learn something when
you're
young, it's like looking on newspaper. And when you're older, it's written on old paper. You turn to when he was young, it was written on new paper, and it was not good.
Was that good? No, because father
wanted
him to be
I thought
the
written on good paper is good.
No, when you're young,
he was young, so it's like learning, good. Like writing a
yeah. But he learned the wrong thing.
I'll soon explain. So that's what some say, that the chinuch HaMenorah has to be b'tahar. So I think what? Yeah. So that's what triggered it. That's what immediately Gemara and Chulin said. That's what triggered it. But what was in his background that caused the kilkul? What the Yerushalmi says, because the father's interest in being mechanachim, the whole aspala was all he studied was shalom d'shma. That's terrible. Yeah. But I think over here he can explain it better. There is no din that korban tzibur is bechatuma. It doesn't really depend on Mishnah and Tmura. It doesn't really depend on Korban Tziva versus Korban Yochid. It depends on a Korban Shizmano Kavua versus a Korban Shizmano Kavua. 99% of the Korban Tziva, 99.9% of the Korban Tziva are Zmano Kavua. Minimum Musafim, a Menaira, it's all Zmano Kavua. What Korban Tziva do you have that's not Zmano Kavua? Parhon Babashal Tziva. But Ruben the Ruben cannot all the Karbon Tziva as Zman Kavua. Karbon Yochid, the rays of the Karbon Yochid are not Zmanam Kavua. Once in a while you have a Karbon Yochid. Chabit the Kain Gadol is every day in the year. Par Kain Gadol on Yom Kippur is the Karbon Shah Zman Kavua. So it is Becha Shabbos. It is Becha Tzumah. So it doesn't really depend on Karbon Tziva versus Karbon Yochid. It depends on Zman Kavua. So I think the real answer probably is like this. If you have a menorah that was nischanach properly, so you have a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash and you chiv every night to light the menorah. That's a korban shel zman kavua. But if you have a menorah that's adan lo nischanach, and the first avod is going to be mechanachit, so when is the zman kavua? There's no zman kavua. At the earliest available opportunity, you should be mechanach the menorah. If you haven't heard that already was nischanach, then you have a chiyuv to be makpir the shemen to do the hakrove every single day. That's zman kavua. But before you mechanach the menorah, it doesn't have the full kedusha yet. Before you mechanach it, so the chinach menorah, there is no zman kavua. So that's why the chinach menorah cannot be done the tumah. So they did, so there was enough shaman the way we have the gears, and there was enough shaman for the first day. So then why couldn't you do the rest the tumah? So I thought maybe the answer is like this. The din is that all karbanos people have to be purchased with matzah shekel money. And you can't have a private person donate. So the Chashmonaim came into the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara said they made a makeshift menorah of 1, 2, 3. The Rambam describes that they won the war on Chofei, and they lit the menorah that day. The same day that they won the war, they made a menorah. That had to be very quick. So where are they going to find the Matzah Shekel money? Of the Avodah Zorah were running the show. They would bring in Chazir on the Mizbeach. They would bring in Avodah Zorah. So Mistam, all the Machzah Shekel money had disappeared already by then. So they had to start collecting new Machzah Shekel money. So you can't have a private person donate. That was one of the issues that was debated between the Tzdukim and the Pushim during the Baal Sheni. The Tzdukim said a private person can also donate. Just like a carbon yachid, I could be magadish al manashi's kapabachaber, the carbon seber as well. And we don't accept that. We hold that you have to have dafke, you have to collect machta shekma. So it must have taken a while till they were able to collect some machta shekma money, or find where the machta shekma, the pashem, and that wasn't bowl of priest mechilu, that was hidden. They found munach bechasam shel kangol, that wasn't bowl of priest mechilu. The machta shekma money was probably all chilu, the goyim, the abdi abadizara. Or the Yavanim and Misnavnim, the Yisyavnim, they probably used all the money for their own purposes. So they didn't have any Machzah Shekel money.
They're two of the Gehoyim for one day, and two of the Gehoyim for probably a whole year. So they could have used for the first day the oil that was, and for the other day, the oil was not.
So my suggestion is that maybe all the Tamidik oil became Nifsal, because whatever was Munach B'chasam HaKayin Baruch was not Chilulu. That wasn't touched. Whatever was touched could be, it was used for Avodah Zarah, for their purposes. So it could be that was Yotze L'chulin, that was already Nifsal, because the Baal B'chitz in the Chilulu. So they're going to have to make new oil, and you have to buy it with Machzah Shekel money. You can't have a person donate the oil. You have to buy.
And that's it. The kasha too much for the tzibur. There was no price. What was the original kasha? Too much for the tzibur.
Yeah.
That means the only problem with the oil is that it was too much.
Correct. Maybe the whole kasha is based on the mistake. Maybe the issue was not that all that shaman was coming. The issue was no Machzah Shekel money. You have to buy the oil with Machzah Shekel. Tanach Hanami. It would take four days
to travel there, 4 days to travel back.
Yeah, the next shaman tovar. I don't know. Maybe it took a while till they found where the matzah shekel money was hidden. Maybe some rishonim say that the Ran says it took 4 days traveling there, 4 days traveling back. So there was a tzorah for the miracle for 8 days. Yeah. But it could be Eidah Shlom, it could be that the issue was not so much that the traveling, could be the issue was that you have to have for Machzah Shekel money.
It could be that Shannon Shlom.
Lukava. Okay, could be. I saw.
If you would have been some of the Shulman before, you wouldn't have had the whole Shulman for the Mitzvotam, and that's a Hanukkah. Would have different influence on the whole
It certainly would. Everything would have been different. Certainly would.
That's why the whole
purpose
of that was
sent into
the
Nitzvah. Yes. To show that the Nitzvah has been Hashemah. Yes. Yes. Nachon. I still have close with this. The Chiddush has a sefer. He has a lot of encyclopedias. He has one encyclopedia that he calls Midbar Kedemos. So he quotes from Kabbalah Svarim that the menorah is supposed to represent the Or HaTorah and there are Chamish U'chum SheTorah. So he understands why there are five kind of menorah. How come there are seven? So he says, because the truth of the matter is that there are really seven Svarim. the Gemara says that the two psukim in the middle of Bahalos, Chavim and Sa'ar, and Avinuch HaYomar, constitute a sefer bifnei atzmai. So you have Bereish Nishmos, Vayikra, Dvarim, and Bamidbar is three, from the beginning of Bamidbar to Bahim and Sa'ar, and when you have Nun and Hafuchim there, then the two psukim is a sefer bifnei atzmai. Then the second half, then the end of Bamidbar is the seventh sefer. The Medrash Tigmara. The Medrash has comments on the pasuk. Chachmas Bamsa Beisa Chotzva Amudar Shiva. What are the seven Yisroelis of the Chachma? So these are the seven Chamisha, seven Chumashim. We call the Chumashim, and some said that there are five, but there are really seven. So that's what the Chidor suggests. He quotes from some Kabbalah to us that maybe the reason why there are seven Kanim to the Menorah is because there are really seven Svarim in the Chumash. We say that there are Chav Talat Kisva Kodesh, where it's the Nebed HaChamish or Chom Shetar. But we pass from Halacha that if you have a Sefer that has less than Tehei Oisiyas, it does not have a Kedusha Sefer, because these two Pesukim, even Sohar and Baruch HaYam, have Tehei Oisiyas, and that's considered a Sefer Bifnei Atzma. Usually in between one Sefer and the other, you have four blank lines. And here the tradition has Yabdun and Hafuchin to separate between these two Pesukim and the rest. The whole Hadlokas HaMenorah, the whole Menorah represents, the Oren represents Torah, but the Oren of the illumination that's given through the Hadlokas HaMenorah is supposed to represent the Or HaTorah as well. And this was the Torah Shebal Peh, which was picked up at that time. It was a big Chizuk and Lima Torah Shebal Peh. When the Apikursis became prevalent, so the Baras Yitzhar, Baras La Torah Tavlin, from the beginning of the Baisheni period on, when the Yitzhar from Minus became stronger, so the emphasis had to be placed on the Torah Shabbat. Then. No, we have to emphasize it now as well. Afreilich and Chanukah.